From NPR News in New York, this is the Bryant Park Project.
Live from the NPR studios at Bryant Park in a snowy midtown Manhattan, this is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. News, information, and precipitation. I'm Allison Stewart.
And I'm Rachel Martin, dressed in my snow boots. It is Friday, February 28th, 2008. We did. We woke up and it was like
it's
Christmas morning.
It's not the 28th.
What, is that what I said?
Yeah, it's the 20th. Unless I lost a week in time.
22nd. You're right. It's February 22nd and we are lost in a space-time continuum rip. It's the snow. It's gone to our heads.
Yeah, it's so funny. We haven't, people out in Utah are just making fun of us because they've had a ton of snow. But we really haven't had a really strong winter and woke up this morning to a winter wonderland.
Yeah, it's pretty. It'll be pretty for about 45 more seconds and then it will be black and slushy and gross.
But we're all toasty in here. Everybody's got their coffee and their bagels and their morning snacks.
We're
and
all hunkered down, ready to do this.
All right, we have a jam-packed hour coming up. We're going to chat with a guy who, I don't know if you've heard about this kid. His name is Jake Sasseville. Isn't that the greatest last name
it's
ever?
It's very sassy.
Sasseville. He is determined to become the next big late-night talk show host, and he's actually making a little bit of progress. He's 22 years old. Stopped by our studios and pulled out the charm, shall we say. We'll talk to Jake Sasseville about his unique bid to get on late-night TV.
I'm interested in this.
He's actually on already.
He had like a game plan. He set
big
up
game plan.
Interesting. Okay, also, we're going to wrap up last night's Democratic debate for you. Came from Austin, Texas. Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton squared off. We're going to run that down. Also, the weekly wrap-up on Iraq. It's a segment we call The Week in Iraq. And, of course, Friday, that means a rundown of movie releases with our guy, Daniel Holloway. I'm going to walk you through the day's headlines in just a minute. But first, here is the BPP's big story.
Serbia has to step up security. That's what American and European officials are saying after protesters in the Serbian capital of Belgrade set fire to the U.S. embassy there yesterday. The German and British missions also came under attack.
Serbs were protesting against foreign governments that expressed support for Kosovo's vote to become an independent country. The burned body of one of the protesters was found inside the U.S. compound, but no foreign diplomats were hurt in the violence.
Rioters did not make it into the secure parts of the U.S. embassy. State Department spokesman Sean McCormack held the Serbian government responsible for the violence.
Serbia's leaders bear a special responsibility in this regard to not condone or in any way tolerate members of their government inciting others to violence, or in any way hinting that it is acceptable.
At least 150,000 people attended the state-backed rally yesterday that led to the violence, and officials said police were overwhelmed. It was the biggest march since protesters stormed the old Yugoslav parliament building in 2000 to oust nationalist leader Slobodan Milosevic.
And violence was not restricted to Serbia. In the Croatian capital of Zagreb, police arrested 44 people who burned the Serbian flag in retaliation for Serb attacks on the Croatian embassy in Belgrade.
European Union officials say the tension could harm progress on a preliminary deal on Serbia's ties with the European Union.
That's the BPP's big story for today. Let's get some more of the news headlines.